This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You've got a couple of months yet to say goodbye to O, the Oprah magazine. Hearst has announced that this year's December issue is going to be its last regular print edition. O is just the latest in a long line of glossies that have either stopped publishing altogether, a la Redbook and Glamour, or paused publication, which is what W did a couple of months ago. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports now on the pandemic economics of women's magazines.
The glossies were already struggling. Then came the COVID-19 pandemic.
This could be a final straw that some of them might go under.
That's CFRA analyst Kamila Yanishevsky. Many of the retailers that were still buying advertising space in women's magazines are shifting to digital because that's where people are spending their time and their money. Tamai Sadari, who teaches luxury marketing at NYU, says the magazines have to change, just like the industry they depend on.
In the past, magazines were functioning, in essence, the way a fashion brand functions.
Now, with fewer fashion shows and more digital launches and reliance on social media personalities, a magazine that's put to bed months in advance doesn't make as much sense. The way people buy magazines has changed, too. Lisa Pico-Hebert, a journalism professor at USC Annenberg, says women's titles depended on people picking up issues here and there, like before boarding a plane.
Well, we're not flying, so people aren't in the airport buying magazines. We certainly aren't going to newsstands and just hanging out and looking at magazines to choose because of COVID-19. We aren't even in spaces where we're buying those magazines.
And we're not hanging out in doctors' waiting rooms and salons where we might flip through a copy that's just sitting there. The culture has changed too, says Harriet Brown, a professor of magazine news and digital journalism at Syracuse University. Women's magazines presented a narrow ideal of beauty.
And so that's a problem, and I'm not sure that audiences are really looking for that anymore.
Brown says she will miss some of the work these magazines have done, such as their pioneering work on women's health. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.